Have you speculated on where you think they're coming or what their agenda is?
Well, yes, sir, I kind of have. The speculation, obviously, I cannot be certain because to do that, you got to catch him with his driver's license, so to speak, and that hasn't happened recently. So I'm kind of out of business there.
Or stop them from speeding.
The fact is that that's an interesting statement you should make there, George. You're quite acute in your thinking. The fact is we've developed some techniques to, in our opinion, that may help us stop him, so to speak. I'm not, first of all, convinced that... Well, I first of all note they're deceptive, they're cunning, and I know that they obey a mid-level management overseer group, which, in my opinion, are the custodians of that whole mentality. The little entities themselves, in my opinion, based on, and there again, this is based on some very personal, very conscious, I was there, in-your-face type situations, wide awake, not asleep, hunting, this sort of thing, events so that I could, I have a bit of a sense, I think, that if my information is accurate, that these entities are, in fact, not much more, and some people are not going to like this statement. To me, they're just nothing but a cosmic toaster.
How so?
And by that I mean, I mean this not in a demeaning way, but what I mean is that these entities are, they basically have, they're like a 286 computer with legs. They don't make decisions themselves. They have often, when people have confronted them and told them to do something or done something, inappropriate that was outside the range of being under their control, they freak out completely and don't know what to do. I mean, it literally is just a cosmic toaster. It's an alien appliance. It literally is a manufactured or cloned or in some other way brought thing to between us and whoever they are. That's my best answer to who they are, so to speak. A 286 computer with legs that has an artificial intelligence agent, and that's what he is, for those who sent him.
Might they be in their image?
I don't think so. And again, I don't know. I'm just telling you what my sense is after working 38 years with these entities up close and through hundreds and hundreds, well over 1,000 really, people worldwide. What I basically have come to the conclusion to is that these entities do not tell the truth. I was in the Central Intelligence Agency for 2 years when I volunteered during the Vietnam War. I went in the United States Army and was sheep-dipped or taken out of the Army and placed in the Central Intelligence Agency. They do that with certain people for various operations that they do.
Well, now we know they didn't tell the truth all the time.
No, that's my whole point. How I figured out that the aliens... function like an intelligence community is when I learned how the intelligence community functioned. I noticed that there was an amazing likeness. Basically, in the intelligence community, or in any intelligence community, it's not just them, it's any intelligence community, they lied, and they lied consistently. And the reason they did that was for one of two reasons. One is that you had something to hide, obviously, and we did. That's the nature of intelligence. And second, that if, in fact, what we had was found out, such as the landing of premature information that the enemy should find out we're landing at Normandy, as an example, that could obviously compromise what we had. So you have to create disinformation and things like that. But the alien does the same thing. And, of course, my overwhelming question was over and over, why? If you're so superior and you're so this and so that and so everything, why do you need subterfuge and lying and outright using these cloned whatever they are, artificial intelligence agents, to do your work, and they're so goofy they can't even get your clothes on right.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I mean, we literally have had people dropped off on the they went to sleep on the couch, woke up in the bed, or vice versa. Some of them, and this is a case right here in Houston, the lady woke up on the outside of her house. She was switched on, so to speak, outside of her house. You say, well, she sleptwalked. The only problem with that theory is that it's a double-barrel lock on the door. You have to have keys to get in and out.
And
the keys are inside, and her husband,
yeah.
She beats on the door. Her husband has to open the door.
Still bolted.
A few days later, her brother comes over, who's also an abductee and an engineer, and who hates this whole phenomena. He finds himself in the neighbor's other neighbor's yard. He climbs over fences, beats on her door in the middle of the night so she can get her keys, open the door, and let him in. We even have one guy who's a senior investigator, Dale Musser, with a witness. They end up dropped off in the wrong state.
Oh.
Truck and all. And, I mean, this stuff just gets weirder and weirder.